At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Oh, I love a good fight night. And you know the Ignite fights, they do a phenomenal job, whether it's at Mystic or Canterbury Park, where they're going to be this coming Saturday, a full day and night of fights. And joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, is a fighter that is up and coming. He's essentially the main event. His name is Cannon Swanson, and he joins us here on the Lake Show. Cannon, man, I appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Appreciate you having me.
Man, thank you so much for being here. You are representing Colfax, Minnesota, man. So you're just a couple of hours away from Minneapolis, correct?
Yep, Colfax is where I grew up, and I kind of graduated from high school in that area.
I got you. All right, so you've been in the fight game for how long? Because right now you off to a great start. 4-1 is your pro MMA record. How long you been fighting?
My first amateur fight was back in 2022.
Okay.
And my professional career started in 2023, and this will be my fifth professional fight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you fight on Saturday, man. So tell me a little bit about you as a fighter. Like, what's kind of like your forte? Are you a guy that's more of a grappler? Do you like to just stand up and throw him out there and just kind of bang a guy out that way? Or how would you kind of describe your style?
Well, I could say, I guess my fight style started when I was in kindergarten. I started wrestling then, all the way through high school and a year in college. But if you watch my fights, you really wouldn't think that, because I haven't done a whole lot of wrestling in my fights. I'm kind of more of a freestyle martial artist, whether I can do it on the ground, on the feet, anywhere I'm prepared to go. So,
you know, Ken, I do got to say this, man, because I haven't seen you fight yet, and I'm looking forward to Saturday. But when I look at your track record of your four wins, dude, you just don't let people out of the opening round. I mean, all of your four wins, we got a submission, we got TKO, we got another TKO, we got a submission. You do not, you're smothering guys on the jump, it seems like.
I mean, I don't get paid by the hour. So.
I hear you.
I'm ready to go the distance, but obviously my style is dynamic and explosive, and the fight can be over very quickly.
Yeah, so let me ask you about that, because that was going to be my follow-up question. Because you're so prone to just being in attack mode and getting guys out of there extremely quickly, how do you feel like your conditioning is at this particular point? You're young in your career, you're 4-1 as a professional, but you know, at some point you're gonna probably get in there and mix it up with somebody, and your conditioning is going to be tested a little bit. How do you feel like you're at with that?
Oh, absolutely. And my opponent is a guy that can definitely bring that out of me. I know my conditioning is there. I do a lot of strength work, a lot of conditioning work, and a lot of sparring. And the guys at the academy make sure we are prepared correctly for what we're going into, because this is not really a game. If you get tired, there's consequences that can be very, very dire.
Yeah. Now, you know, being a professional now, how much of it is mental for you? Like, I know that as you get more experience and you evolve and you're put in, you know, some adverse situations, that you're going to get better and better with those reps. But how much of it is just kind of you, like, looking at the fights that you've had to this particular point and just kind of evolving and learning from those other experiences?
The mental part is huge. I feel like right now I'm, like, you know, in the beginning of my career. I believe I have the skills and to take it to the highest level. Mm-hmm. All I just need is that experience. I need a few more fights, a few more training camps, and I just feel I need to age more, and it's all going to come into exactly how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we're talking to Cannon Swanson here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. The main event fighting this coming Saturday, Ignite Fights 110 at Canterbury Park. I'm hoping to be in the house and in the building to watch him fight. Tell me a little bit about your opponent. His name is Nico Odor.
Correct. Yeah, Nico is a former Division I college wrestler. He wrestled 4 years, I believe, at Cleveland State. He was an undefeated amateur at 4-0, and he's an undefeated pro at 3-0. So he definitely knows the grind. I know that anybody that's been in the college room for wrestling knows what it's like to suffer and knows what it is to persevere. So I know Nico is no joke. I know he's going to bring it.
How much studying do you guys participate in? And what I mean by that is, I know that you get in there and you grapple and you spar and all that stuff, whatever, but how much film do you kind of, like, break down and dissect to kind of see what a guy's tendencies are?
I mean, whatever I can find online. I look into it, but I don't look too much into it, because every fight's different, especially at this level. People are, you know, every fight could be way different than their last one because everyone's evolving. But you kind of look for tendencies that they do, you know, what do they tend to do after certain strikes? Does he circle right, circle left? What does he do when he gets hit? What does he look for when he gets taken down or does takedowns? So, yeah, there's a lot of film study that goes on. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny because, remember, Mike Tyson said many, many years ago, everybody's game plan gets a little bit different once they get punched in the face.
Absolutely. Yeah, everything goes, yeah, that's what it comes down to. Like, you could have a game plan going in there, and you got to be able to adjust on the fly.
Yeah. So, you know, coming up on Saturday, is there any certain amount of extra pressure knowing that you're, like, the headline guy or one of the headline, you know, fights at the end of the night?
I guess you could say, but I like it at this point. It's one of the experience things. It's one thing I've had written down in my goals is to you know, be a main event of a professional show. And obviously the pressure is good, because deal with it now and it's gonna reward later.
And get it out the way, yeah, because it just builds the experience for you moving forward in your career. So let me ask you this. When you look at the careers of others, like, who are some of the fighters out there that you look at and you say that you have taken from their game? Because I think that we ask that a lot of times with Major League Baseball. We ask that of athletes of all these other different, you know, sports, whether it's football, NBA, whatever. But in the fight game, who have you looked up to?
I mean, one of the guys I look up to the most is one of my teammates that's in the UFC. John Castaneda, he's a veteran. He's had 46 fights in his career, and, you know, he's had 7 or 8 of those in the UFC. And we've had the opportunity to go down to Vegas, and he's showing everyone on the fight team, you know, what it's like to be in the UFC, what fight week looks like, everything. And he even we had the opportunity to go to the UFC PI, and I've got to see some UFC champs, got to talk with some UFC legends, and even when I was in Vegas, train with the current bantamweight champ, Rob Wallace-Shilly, and got to train and spar with him quite a bit. And that that was super inspiring and motivating for me.
Hey, tell me a little bit about the academy. The academy, that's located in Brooklyn Center, right?
Right, yep.
Tell me a little bit about kind of how you got connected with the academy.
So I started my martial arts career in the academy in Fargo under Dylan Spicer. I went to school at NDSU, and once I graduated from there, I had to make a decision whether to stay there or, you know, I was going to take my career down to the academy in Brooklyn Center, which is like the headquarters. There's like eight or I think around eight different academies, but the academy in Brooklyn Center is under the legendary coach Greg Nelson, and we got Andy Grant and Matt McIntyre as coaches there, and a lot of solid training partners. I think they're founded in like 92, and Coach Greg has coached UFC champs like Brock Lesnar, Sean Sherk, and Rose Namajunas.
I know Sean Sherk. Yeah, I've been talking to Sean in the last couple of years, but I need to check in on him.
Yeah. So yeah, Greg is the biggest influence on my career. That's why I kind of moved down here to get the instruction under him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an absolute wizard, legend of the martial arts game, man. He's been doing this stuff for over 40 years.
And I haven't seen Brock in a while either. I know that the last time, it's been years, man, but I remember how he used to always train up in Alexandria and stuff like that. So I just like that, you know. Well, you know, in the fight game, when you have a camp and you're trying to get everything together, you just hunker down, man. It's just like you got to be in grind mode, which is different than team sports because you're with teammates and you're all trying to impact winning yourselves. But you know, this here is just like you and your camp trying to get it done.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's, you know, like you said, it's not a team sport, but it kind of does have that aspect to it of. You know, I got one of my teammates, Noga Show, fighting, you know, a couple weeks after me. And so we're kind of both in that that fight mode where we're really, really trying to push each other.
Yeah. Well, Cannon, man, I look forward to watching you fight here this coming Saturday. I know it's going to be a blast. It's always a good time at Canterbury for the Ignite fights. Best of luck to you in your fight this weekend and being the main event. And by the way, you just got another fan because my producer, he's a Bison as well. So good luck to you, my man.
Perfect. Thanks for having me, and I hope to see you Saturday.
All right, take care. That's Cannon Swanson joining us here on The Lake Show, The Good Neighbor, News Talk, 830 WCCO. I saw you over there. You were like super pumped and excited when he revealed the tie to NDSU.
Well, I'm NDSU has got some really good wrestlers and fighters that have come out of there, all Americans. So if you've been able to train at NDSU,
then it's all good.
You get some good training up there.
All right, coming up next, we got the bite of the night right here on The Lake Show. All right, coming up next, we got the bite of the night right here on The Lake Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Arc Raiders. a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
All right, quick update. Man, maybe I'll be the one owing Christopher Tubbs $20 because the Toronto Blue Jays are all over the Dodgers to start this game. 2-0
in
game 5. And, man, they go back-to-back with home runs to start this game. Blake Snell, it's been a rough go so far.
Yeah, yeah, back-to-back. No George Springer. Yeah, Davis Schneider, who might have the best mustache in all of baseball, who let off the game, and then you had Vladdy Daddy, who had a big two-run shot. Oh, they did call him out at second base. Okay, yeah. There's the Blue Jays right now. They put the pressure on Blake Snell, but now it's up to their young starter to see if he doesn't get overwhelmed.
Toronto's got to pour it on because they know the Dodgers are going to score some runs.
Oh, can't stop, won't stop.
Final game at Dodger Stadium this year. Yeah, they're going to come out, you know, guns blazing.
You got to come out. You got to. Yeah, I'm really impressed though by the way that they responded last night, because that 18 innings, like, you could have come out and just said, man, I give up, I'm tired, I'm beat. They didn't do that. So I think that was a nice game last night by the Jays.
All right, so the bite of the night is actually kind of a fun sound bite from Mark DeRosa from MLB Network. Robert Flores and Lauren Shahadi, they were chatting during MLB Central, and the topic that ends up being discussed and talked about is just DeRosa having some fun at his own expense about his hair follicles. The you know, maybe thinning out a little bit. Mm-hmm. It happens to, I don't want to say everybody, because some people have strong hair.
Well, doesn't happen to you. I mean, you didn't, yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, I cut mine off a long time ago. I was so premature. I love the bald look, you know, and I couldn't imagine you with
hair.
I got to be honest. I'm. You never seen a picture of me with hair?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I'll try to find you one.
Okay.
But here is Mark DeRosa from MLB Network.
I told Robert and Dero that they looked very handsome coming into the show. And what'd you say, Dero?
Out in the daylight, mm-hmm. I can cover it up in the studio, but right. In the daylight, these camera shots... It might be time.
Well, time for look, what?
First of all, I think you're being a little hard on yourself. You
There's
look
some thinning going on here. I'm getting texts from my brother. I might have to get on a flight directly from here to Turkey.
No, Istanbul. You don't need to go to Turkey.
Istanbul.
There's a guy. There's a guy I know. He's got an office in Lodi.
And I go to
Jersey for this.
And he's got a guy. He's got an office in Fort Lee. So
that's
you're good.
Where you go for bagels, Robert. Not
well, you
hair
also go.
Plugs.
I mean, look, I'm
now convinced.
Need it. Thankfully,
oh, here we go.
Thankfully, I haven't.
I'm now convinced. Out working out in the natural light, these guys cover it up in studio. There's some shenanigans going on.
Spray.
Some fake hair.
Fake hair?
I don't know. I just know I look a heck of a lot better.
Well,
in the
studio. They take hair from like other parts of your body, right?
Okay.
Is that how it works? I don't know.
Up too America.
Deep, but I know Tom Brady and a bunch of guys.
Oh, Tom Brady definitely
fantastic. So yeah. I might jump on board.
Tom Brady definitely had something done.
Shame
and don't sleep on Wes
done.
Welker either. I know what you're doing.
We know. We don't have to tell us.
All right, just roll the high.
Shane Bieber looked good.
Wow, just airing everybody out there. Wes Welker, put him on blast.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, put him on blast.
Apparently, he's got a thing with former Patriots.
Wow.
I mean,
what's up with that?
I mean, he didn't name Julian Edelman. So maybe Julian Edelman is, you know, maybe he's in the clear.
Man.
I kind of appreciate the fact that you can have fun at your own expense.
Because, for sure.
Because so many people in this world, and especially in this business, take themselves way too seriously. Like, if you say anything or crack a joke at their expense, they get super protective. And, like, when you're there, I think that just, it shows the camaraderie. If you can feel comfortable enough to have some fun at your own expense and be self-deprecating and do it on MLB Network when you've got the biggest game of the year coming up that night, good for them, man. I love the playful banter, because when you're filling a show like that, it can't be analysis 24/7. You got to show a little personality.
Yeah. Look, I love people that can have fun at their own expense. I feel like at times we do. Like, you make fun of yourself. I make fun of myself at times.
Whatever. We make fun of each other.
Yeah. I mean, that's a part of life, man.
You got to keep things light, because things can get so heavy. And
oftentimes does.
And it oftentimes does. Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, if you can't laugh at yourself, who can? Right? Like,
others can.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, I say this, and I've said it a lot. I take my job very seriously. Whatever I'm doing, I am going to do it to the best of my ability, but I don't take myself seriously. And I think you've got to be pretty confident.
Wait, which one is it? You just said both. You said you take yourself very seriously.
No, I said I take my job seriously, okay, but I don't take myself seriously.
Gotcha. Okay.
And again, I mean, Henry, there are so many people, it's like, what I say is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You can't question me. You can't make fun of me. Just believe me as this person. It's like, no, man, just, you know, especially a former major league ball player like Mark DeRosa. Of course he's going to, you know, giggle and chuckle. And it just, you let your guard down, and we're all humans.
The biggest or the best way that you can go about that, or I think when you look at situations where you are in a position where you end up being embarrassed by something, like something that totally catches you off guard, and you just have fun about it, and you mock yourself, and you make it, you like play up the joke, I think that in those moments, people absolutely fall in love with you.
You lean
they're
into
like,
it.
You know what? He didn't get offended by it.
Lean into it.
Yes.
So many people are offended by so many things. And I don't understand how people can go around in life just like with a scowl, and I'm mad at everything, and nothing online makes me happy.
There's a lot to be mad about nowadays.
There is, but there's also a lot that you can look at. You can find joy in things if you look. And if you can find joy and be secure in yourself, that's a hard thing for people to do. And I love when people can let their guard down and show that, you know what, I can have fun. And absolutely, if you lean into it, the worst thing you can do is when somebody starts to have a little fun at your expense to get immediately offended and defensive.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times there's no reason to be defensive. Just have some fun, bust some chops back. It's not that deep.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Randy Meyer from the Fox 9 News. The anchor joins us next here on The Lake Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
And tonight it is Randy Meyer, Fox 9 News anchor, joining us here on The Lake Show. And Randy, before we put you on the airwaves, and happy to have you back on the show as always, our previous segment, we were in Bite of the Night. It was a clip of Mark DeRosa from MLB Network just having fun talking about his hair and just maybe some insecurities about the follicles and it thinning out and stuff like that. And you are a guy. You have a beautiful head of hair. So my question to you is, like, how much maintenance does and you know, let's be, I know that you're a pretty transparent guy, but how much do you have to work at keeping that thing looking lush and beautiful the way that you do?
Well, I'll tell you what, I just had a haircut today. It's not cheap, I'll tell you that. with tip. My haircut is about $90. I used to get a haircut every 2 weeks. Now I get a haircut every 3 weeks because it's a little long, and I kind of keep it a little longer than maybe I used to. But the honest truth is, and I'm going to be very transparent here.
Okay.
It just does its own thing. I mean, I wake up looking like that, and that is the truth. My wife gives me grief about it all the time. I think the reason is because it's like been described as horse hair. It's just it's just coarse, and if you're gonna try and put it into some sort of shape, you gotta throw some goop on it, and it just stays there.
Well, people always ask me. They always ask me about being bald, right? So the bald look is something that I gravitated to, and to be fully transparent with people, I actually went bald before my hair was actually, I wasn't like balding. So it wasn't like, it wasn't like I was LeBron James and I had to like, you know, it's time for it to go. Like it became a style for me and I just kind of stuck with it. But I do, as I have gotten older, I'm a little bit envious and jealous. I'm like, man, maybe I went bald way too soon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I work with a lot of people who are hair challenged, especially as we advance. And I'm not going to name names. I think they're pretty obvious. One of the people whose name rhymes with Schlien Schlenard, he's constantly concerned about what condition his hair is in. I just don't think about it. You know, it is.
Yeah.
And I'm just lucky. I accidentally chose this career, and it worked out.
Hey, I take pride in my baldness, man. I actually, right, when I was at the gym yesterday, I bumped into a brother of baldness at Lifetime out in EP, and that was Maury Glover, your colleague.
Oh, yeah, and Maury, I've known Maury for 30 years, and Maury has been follicly challenged for as long. I mean, I think he probably started going follicly challenged in his 20s, for sure. So, you know, I honestly think that I'm the type of person that had I fallen into that category, I'd be the same way. You just got to go with whatever God gives you.
I'm just thankful that Michael Jordan has made my life easier. When Michael Jordan was a big deal in the 90s and early 2000s, it just made life for everybody out there that are follically challenged. It made life a little bit easier. All right, so let me just go ahead and get this out of the way. Because as a Minnesotan and a proud Minnesotan that loves all of our teams, with the National Football League, I'm going to fully acknowledge that the Minnesota Vikings are just going to struggle this year. And I'm also going to acknowledge that the Green Bay Packers potentially could be the class of the NFC. But this is going to be interesting towards the end of the year because that's your squad. Who is going to end up winning this division? Because to me, it's a runaway between the Packers and the Lions. And I think the Lions are going to be an issue for you guys because I think that they're a much better team now than they were when they met you guys earlier at Lambeau.
I agree with all of that, and I have serious apprehensions. Now, I don't think there's any question that Jordan Love is a really good quarterback, an excellent quarterback, top five quarterback in the league for sure. I think I agree with you in that Detroit is a better, more consistent team. What happened with the Packers in the early part of the season was an anomaly. And I think our Achilles heel is always going to be our secondary. I mean, you know, it was exposed in the first half of the game against Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers had no problem making some of our very experienced cornerbacks look silly. And I don't see the team doing anything to change that.
Mm.
So I think that's going to be a problem. I see the Packers being a wild card team in that division. I see Detroit, you know, and the Eagle, you know, if you're talking about the North, I think Detroit is going to come out on top. In the NFC, I think it's going to be a battle between the Eagles and Detroit.
See, I like that, man. I like that you're being real. Like you're a realist with your team, because you know a lot of people they tend to be homers, and I just like the fact that you're able to call it for what it is.
No, it's true, I think there's so much unknown about the Vikings right now. I think a lot will be obvious to us after the Detroit game as to how salvageable the season is or how miserable it's going to be.
Yeah.
I think it's a very good bellwether game for them because it all hinges on J.J. McCarthy. And, you know, I want to ask you about something as long as I have the time.
Yep.
Where do you think Justin Jefferson's head is right now? I mean, I give him a lot of credit for being positive, optimistic, really supporting whatever quarterback is under center. But behind the scenes, doesn't a man like that and an athlete like that, the best receiver in the league, doesn't he have to be saying to himself, you know, if we go another season like this, I got to think about my future.
Yeah,
I can't stay with a team that can't have some consistency in the quarterback position.
I think that Justin Jefferson is probably frustrated as heck, but he's one of those team guys. Like he is just a good dude. And I don't think that he is ever going to bring anything to light that would tarnish the team or even his brand unless he sees that there is no end in sight, that there's no change in sight. And he's looking at it for what it is. He understands that J.J. is a young guy. He's new to this. And I think that they probably told him in the offseason, and he's been around the facility enough, like, look, it's probably going to be some growing pains. Now, this time next year, if it hasn't gotten better, then, yeah, I could see him maybe voicing his opinion. But I don't see that coming out of him this year.
And does he have the ability, like say, and that's exactly kind of the time frame I was looking at it, is after next season, if it's, you know, if it's the same sort of scenario or it's just not panning out with the quarterback, does he ask for a trade? And is that something that someone of his caliber could pull off?
Yeah, it's something he could definitely pull off because Justin Jefferson right now is only 26 years old. He is in his prime. Yeah. in a year from now, yeah, he could absolutely 100% ask for a trade if he wanted one. But yeah, I think he's gonna let it play out a little bit before even attempting to go down that road. All right, so we're talking to Randy Meyer, Fox 9 News anchor here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's get into the top items that you guys will be diving into on the Fox 9 News, and I know one of them is 100% a sports item because the news of the evening that broke the moment that I got on the airwaves was the fact that Derek Shelton is going to be the new manager of your Minnesota Twins.
Yes, that that came at me at 6 o'clock, about halfway through our show. Yes, we are focused on that. It's a big thing. It's a big deal. I'm a little confused by that, I think, as a lot of Twins fans probably are as well. I mean, yeah, he was a bench coach for the Twins in 2018. You know, I think he's well-liked, but a miserable time with the Pirates, right?
Yep.
Yeah, his record is like 3-something to 404.
Yeah, I mean, he only won 40% of his games, and typically, yeah. And this was the thing that I brought up, Randy, and you probably agree with me on this, is typically when, and I'm not saying he should never get a second chance, but typically when you have had a few years of being a head coach or being a manager in the major leagues, and it's just an absolute train wreck, and the best that you can do is fourth or fifth in the division, and it hasn't been good, typically before you get that second chance to be the head guy, you go on to another staff, you build your resume back up, you build your name and interest back up before getting that top shot again.
Yeah, and so my question would be to the Twins and to the new ownership group is, what gives? I mean, are you so...
Same ownership group.
And again, I don't want to... Yeah, I don't really want to shed too much shade on him, but,
yep.
I mean, couldn't we do better? Is it... I mean, and that's a legitimate question.
I think it's a fair question.
The best we could come up with based on what this team's makeup is right now?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. And people out there that are like, you know, looking at Pittsburgh to me is not that much, I mean, of a difference between the Pittsburgh Pirates in terms of what they're able to do versus the Minnesota Twins in terms of money spent. And I think they were slightly more talented than Pittsburgh? Yes, I will give them that. But I think that they – put it like this. If you saw my text line when we talked Twins at the start of the show – you'd be like, yeah, there's a lot of unhappy people out there.
Yeah. What are you hearing? Are people
No. Text line's upset, man. They're like, Twins are going to Twins. This is what they're going to do. They're never going to spend money. This does not excite us. So there's a lot of people that are sitting here today rather frustrated. And I get it. Like this is not – that's not a name that jumps off and gets you fired up. I get it.
No, and so I got to ask myself, you know, if I'm looking at this from a business perspective, which is how ownership does it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, one of the things we have to do as a Twins organization is we have to put butts back in the seat, right? You know, we're a Twins station now. I have a lot of conversations throughout the year with these guys, management, the people who are in the Twins organization, and you know, their main thing is, okay, what's our attendance going to be on Wednesday night? What kind of attendance did we get on Sunday afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a business. And so that choice of a manager is like, you're not putting butts in the seat with that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just not.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So, very confusing. Very confusing.
Yep. So that's one of the top items. What else you got?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna steer you away. Steer our viewers away because we're coming in on after baseball tonight, right? So it's a little bit different broadcast. One of the stories I want people to watch for tonight is, you remember Kent Hrbek had the stroke?
Yep.
Earlier in the summer, Kent's a friend of mine, and
I've been texting him. I've been checking in with him as well. Yeah. Good guy.
Good. Yeah, he's a very good guy. I know his wife well, and we hooked up Jim Rich with him to have a sit-down interview. And I got to tell you, I saw the piece tonight before it goes to air. I think, from my perspective, somebody who knows Kent well, has known him for many years, this is the most heartfelt interview. Jim Rich did the interview. Most heartfelt interview I think Kent has ever done.
Mm.
And he's talking about what he was thinking when he had the stroke, when he realized something was terribly wrong. And then what was going through his mind during rehab, you know, things that we would all think of at this age, is this it for me? Not that he thought he was going to die,
yep.
But he wasn't sure what Kent Herbeck would be coming out of a stroke like that.
Yeah.
And it also, you got to remember, this was happening at the time Tony Oliva had a stroke.
Yep. 100%.
And, so he talks about the struggle and the fear that he was having at that time. Now, I will say, for those that don't know, his recovery has been nothing short of miraculous. Because he was in, I can tell you, because I talked to him, he was in very rough shape post-stroke.
Yep.
So this interview that Jim did, and it's pretty lengthy, is really, really worth sitting down and watching
tonight. Man, I look forward to watching that. I'm dead serious because I love Kent Herbeck.
Yeah.
When I think about my childhood and the Twins winning World Series and all that stuff, whatever, such an amazing story, a great guy. And remember now, earlier this year, it was actually the day before opening day, my one-on-one with Henry Lake, with Kent Herbeck, that was when it aired. And, man, my sit-down with him and him talking about his father and losing his father and all that early in his career and just, you know, growing up and being one of us, like, he's an awesome guy, man.
Yeah. And he doesn't mind talking. I mean, the thing about Kent is he doesn't mind talking about, you know, his career. He doesn't mind talking about other people. He is very, you know, he's very close relationship with his father, and it was a terrible loss when his dad died of ALS. But he didn't talk about himself a lot.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this sit down different from my perspective.
Yeah. You know? No, that's awesome, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, man, thank you for the time. I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm not going to say go Pack go because I don't believe in supporting the Packers, but I love having you on the show, my man. We'll talk to you in the next couple of weeks.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's Randy Meyer, Fox 9 news anchor, joining us here on The Lake Show. A little bit of a different schedule for those guys this evening because right now the Blue Jays still lead the L.A. Dodgers 2-0 with Vladdy Daddy up at the plate. We got headlines. That's next year on the show. All right. Thanks again to Randy Meyer for being on the show. We rotate Randy Meyer, Kelsey Carlson, both Fox 9 news anchors. They join us every single Wednesday at 7:30, so we appreciate it. I lied last segment and said that we would get to headlines here. We just don't have time for headlines, so we'll do headlines a little bit later in the show.
Put in all that work.
We'll get to it a little bit later in the show. But, yeah, I mean, we ran a little long talking about how beautiful Randy Meyer's hair is.
Well, I think that was – I could not have thought of a better way to start out the segment than talking about Randy Meyer. Because when you saw him, you're like, yeah, that's a good-looking head of hair. And I think that is, frankly, a topic that needs to be explored a little bit more, is how, you know, because everybody's always talking about, oh, you know, look at how the women look. Look at the hair. Look at what she's wearing. Look at it. It's like, no, how about the guys, right? Like, sometimes it takes work to primp and prep. I watch the morning show on Apple TV. I know.
So we need that?
We need more men's grooming talk, yes. We need more talk.
We need to be recognized more for that? Is that what you're saying?
No, those on TV. Those on TV.
Well, yeah, I mean.
That sacrifice, we need to understand.
But he's going to get that naturally because he's on TV.
But I don't think it gets enough attention with us talking about just like really how hard or how underappreciated maybe, you know, male reporters and male anchors, their hair is. Because your hair is your livelihood when you're on TV.
Randy Meyer is not an insecure guy. He doesn't need all that.
No, I'm not saying he's insecure, but I'm not saying he is.
I'm just saying I know he's not.
I think you can also look at the man and tip your hat to the good head of hair.
For sure.
I mean, we did. No, that was a great guy. We need more of that. We need more of that in this world. We need a lot more of that.
We need more of that and less body shaming.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Thank you.
I'm with you on that. Look, right now, we've got a government shutdown. We've got people that are concerned about where they're going to get their next meal. We have all got to do what we can to give to others. Be the Change MN. They do that. They have a campaign that's running through this week that we want to get to. We'll talk to John Baker next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.